You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Three, two, one.
Clap.
I don't even know if my... Did you hear mine?
I heard yours, so
good enough.
Welcome
okay.
back to the ISAP Weekly Rocket League Pog Show. Pog Show, that's right.
Pog Show. Yes.
Pog Show, because we have the poggiest of people, the one, the only, Hunt and Webb. It's how you doing, Webbs?
Yo, it's me. I'm here. What's up? How are
What's
you
up,
doing?
Me? I'm doing good, me. Thanks for asking. I am exhausted from work, but very excited for the Boston LAN event this weekend and seeing all the homies.
We have to get into that, to be honest. But that's I'm telling you right now, a little bit of a spoiler, that's what our show is about today. It's that.
Yeah.
But the fact that there are people actually going, oh my God. Yeah. I'm always so excited when people are going to it.
You and Lazaro should go sometime, you know, meet everybody. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, one day we'll go.
This will be the third LAN event where I've gone and hung out with people from the community.
Nice. All right. That is actually surprising. No, that makes sense. Yeah.
That's surprising.
I forgot about the second. Because I remembered the one. I was like, okay, I remember that one.
We went to LA and then we went to Worlds last year in Texas and we hung out with Clorox and a whole bunch of people. We saw Raptor.
I was forgetting about the LA one.
We were with Bruno and Elias and Paint and we had a messy. We had a grand old blast. We had a whole bunch of yummy foods and we got to see the Moist Footia game up close. We were in the second row to the floor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was awesome. That was a good time. Awesomeness. Speaking of awesome, Awesomeness was there with us watching the matches. That was pretty cool.
Oh, man. I love your other stories. And there are going to be so many new stories coming up in like next week, which is going to be very, very fun when you guys go over the opposite of this episode, which, you know, we're previewing. So the review.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep, that'll be fun. What are things that we have to go over? Things that we have to go over beforehand just to make sure we get everything, you know, all sure and done with. Homework, Lazaro doesn't yell at us.
So, true. Don't yell at us. We love you, Lazaro, please. Don't beat us. Guys, he beats us. So
that's not a secret.
It's not a secret. It's common knowledge now.
Everybody knows.
No, but... there's probably some pretty interesting news about a pretty major org. I think we should at least give a nod to that being with what's going on with NRG.
Oh yes, we haven't actually talked about that, have we?
I don't think it's been talked. I think it was just brought up in the Discord maybe today or yesterday. So
yeah. So the news I think that we mentioned last week about NRG, you know, fall or. Losing the team, the hints that we got from our stats Manti has been confirmed. NRG has today. You're right.
But it's not Garrett.
It's not Garrett. It's Squishy. They're saying goodbye to Squishy. Squishy's gone. And
he's no longer NRG boy.
Not an NRG boy. How long has it been now? Since C9 was dropped, which was season 8? 9?
Oh, man. Holy heck. I want to say you're right. I'm going to fact check it, but I'm pretty sure you're right. I'm going to pull that up real quick.
Is NRG even in? No, NRG did not make it to Worlds. Okay. I had that open in Liquipedia.
Season 8, they won Worlds.
Yep.
Season 9 was the first COVID one, so we didn't have it. And G2 would have won it, but, you know, here, have a regional
it didn't,
instead.
It didn't. No.
We can't host a world.
Nope, G2 didn't do it. Nope.
Season 9, they were gonna. Yeah, it looks like the last time Squishy was C9 and that C9 was C9 was season 7. That was really? 2019. That was 4 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's how long it's been. Squishy's been there. And
well, he joined actually 2 years later.
Oh, was it 2 years later?
Yeah. So the first event he played on with NRG was the season X, season 10 Winter Major, which took place in February 28th, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So there was like a gap. There was like a whole year and a half gap for a lot of players there because of what was going down. More so for Squishy than a lot of people because he just came off C9 and rosters were kind of locked in at the time. So, but yeah, that was his debut on NRG was...
2 years ago.
Yeah, February 28th, 2021, the Winter NA Major. And they beat
almost
Rogue.
At 2.5.
Yeah, they beat Rogue, and at that time, if I'm not mistaken, that Rogue had FK on it. So
that was the good Rogue, right? Like the best of Rogue.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Squishy's been there for a while. Officially, no longer with the team. Then Squishy and NRG are separating. We'll see what happens with NRG because there were rumors, I think, of Justin also retiring. I'm not sure if that was confirmed.
I don't think he's going to.
No? Okay. I think
him and Garrett find a third and they hash their stuff out because I think they both still very much want to compete.
I wouldn't be surprised. I could see it happening. And, we'll see what happens with that. Keep you updated on the rumors as they come out or, within the week of them coming out. And come back to the confirmations. But the other things that we do know about are that what is likely happening, very, very likely as of Ty's words, is that Aqua and Squishy, so Squishy moving on to a new team, not actually retiring and going to be teaming with Aqua.
And
most
Gimmick, more
likely.
Importantly, yeah.
Gimmick is a strong maybe.
Well, if anything, it's probably more realistic he re-teams with Gimmick. I don't know. My evidence here is all of his content since he's left. Is he still has Gimmick in high regards. He still queues with him from, at least what he shows us to be on a somewhat regular basis. And still enjoys playing with him. So to that end, I think there's probably a likelihood that he reteams.
Would just do that for friends, like to re-queue with people.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And like really, if it worked before and they won a world championship,
And Gimmick's had, kind of a comeback or come up with his stuff recently as well. So
true. If only Top Right Tommy didn't retire this past year, man.
Yeah. Yeah. we could have had the Glory Squad come back.
The old C9 boys back. The EU dethroners, the first to really, really do it, to shut down the dynasty with Turbo. And Violet Panda, man.
I believe in Torment coming out of retirement for that.
I could see him doing it if he made a run with a squad and qualified just to meme on people.
I could see it. I could see that. But, yeah. No, I could see that. But we would have to see what would happen. This would be like the only chance now that Squishy's free. Is Gimmick free? Do we actually know that Gimmick is free?
I couldn't tell you whether or not his contract was up or whether or not his contract was available to be purchased. So
yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
It's hard to tell.
Okay. So, whatever. Maybe with that one. We do know that there have been rumors that Gimmick is a third for the Squishy Aqua team. But we'll find out. And we also have no idea what org they would be signing with. So totally not Copium C9 comeback. This is the time. It's time.
Bruh.
I believe. I have hope. I can break out the C9 merch again.
Well, you've always been able to.
Not comfortably in Rocket League.
Why not?
It hurts too much.
Hey, at least you have the old C9 stuff. I don't. You know what I have? I have some of the old G2 stuff. I think some of the old NRG stuff. I have Splice.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah. That's an important one to have. That's a piece of history.
That's a little piece of Rocket League history right there. Old Splice, yeah. Baby. Yep. Got to stay fresh in the pitch, bro. Got to keep them skins on point, you know? Got to be looking drippy. So, but yeah. No, I feel you. It's kind of like we're all, like, as a community, we're kind of hoping we see the second coming of it, but I at this point, I really doubt it's coming back, yeah, honestly. Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see if they do. We, you know, I will always have hope for the C9, but that hope is I recognize cope, and we'll find out whether or not.
Cope? Wait, hope to cope? How can you turn that into a really catchy phrase? There's got to be a way.
I know my hope is cope.
There you go.
That's
good.
The difference.
That's good.
Me and you are not the same. You cope. I know my hope is cope.
Oh my. But speaking of copium though, how do you think the players our energy are gonna cope with a new third, you know, going into potentially the last split, right? They go into the summer, right? Before the major before Worlds, so
yeah.
Heck, it might just be the end of the year for them.
Yeah, no, did they make it? I'm not sure if they qualified for Worlds.
I don't know.
Regardless.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see it. I'm seeing if I can find it. Hold up. The whole thing has changed, so now I have to do some searching.
I mean, thanks to our wonderful friends over there at Liquipedia. Liqui.
There it is.
It's right there.
I found the button.
You found the button? No way.
NRG is not in. Yeah. So no, they are guaranteed not joining.
Yeah, they're not going.
Yeah, they're not there. I wasn't sure if they managed to have enough points. I think the there was a little conversation in the last tournament or something where if they performed, there would have been a chance. Because I think they would have made it to this, but I don't exactly remember. You can go back and someone can tell me about it. I don't remember. but yeah, so NRG is officially gone from all the tournaments and everything. And Squishy, that's probably why they announced that Squishy's dropping and why they're looking around for things. And
yeah,
you know, they'll be back next season fall with everybody else. Which, going back to the question, I don't know, Garrett and Justin. I think that there's still a lot of work that needs to be done. And like, obviously getting a new player is going to be a lot. Like you saw, you have a lot of work to do inherently just by having a new player. But I think that if it's not like an immediate... or I don't know, because it was always just mental, right? Like that's what it's been for them for how long, for years at this point, which is why I've been doubting them for so long. Like it's all mental and they just never could break out of it. So the change matters. Like that already just immediately upsets the rut they've been in. But I don't know if too much of like the bad practice and bad habits might be there.
It's possible,
but you know, still it's Garrett and Justin, so you know they can go and do whatever they want, and if they manage to get through it, then I think that they could be a competitive, very competitive team going ahead, right?
That's fair. I could see that.
So
I also feel like they're kind of the to coin a phrase, the poster children for what it looks like to group with your friends and not have the success that you had hoped for.
Because
it looks like it was very short-lived, right? Like the intent was there, and at one point they were just so good they kind of just ran the scene in that way. But as the scene starts to grow, you know, it's the same thing for those of you who like own your own homes now or are living on your own and have had roommates. You know, it's like that's kind of why you generally don't share where you live with your friends, because your friends are your friends, right? not to say you couldn't become friends with your roommates or anything like that, but like you don't go, oh, hey, you know, close friend I've known, whatever, 10 years, like, let's go share an apartment together. That generally tends not to work out well.
Yeah.
Because you get tired of people. And I guess the correlation I'm drawing here is, like, I think they got too complacent because they were overly comfortable with one another. So they weren't, I don't know, just opinion. And it's not shots taking at them. It's more or less of, I just feel they weren't with that team comp. They weren't pushing each other hard enough to be more, like, adaptive to the current meta and, like, how players were playing. They were just kind of, I think, in a way, feeding one another's irritations and frustrations with, like, the whole calm getting 20 demos in a game and why is everybody demoing me and stuff like that. Like, that's not constructive, you know? And, like, the teams who look at it in a more subjective manner where they're like, you know, well, if everybody's going to do this, I need to start anticipating this instead of just being mad about it. And I think that's kind of more the sentiment we saw from them than really anything else, is they didn't like the way people played. And whether you like it or not, it's happening. So nobody's going to adapt to you anymore. You got to adapt to them. And I think that's really what threw them off. That's like, it's a question I asked you and Lazaro on the podcast a long time ago. Like, it's got to be super hard for people who were once previously the best. Like, how do you get better if you're the best? And then it's weird. It's like a whole bunch of people got good almost overnight in the span of about half a season to a season. And now they're like, I don't know. It's not playing like it should anymore, like the way I'm used to, you know?
Yeah. But it's the, like, with that question, it's a thing of you have to remember that, like, you might be for the moment, but the person below you is right there vying to be the best. And
they're hungry.
They're hungry. And, like, you can't lose it. They're
hungry, yeah.
But so they lost it for, like, the, like, almost 2 years at this point. They lost that hunger.
I very much agree with you. I think they got comfortable, they developed some bad habits, and they could never really see themselves out of it. But I do believe in my heart of hearts that they'll all still potentially go places if they choose to put in the work.
And I'm very
confident that that Garrett and Justin will bounce back up if they so choose to. Like, that's two dudes who've just, they've been around long enough. Like, heck, even if it's for one more season, I see Garrett doing it just to run it back next year and be like, I only missed one LAN ever. My life is this game. What's wrong with you? Captain America. It's all about being here in America at the events with the Americans and the Europeans. And the, yeah, you know, like, I don't know.
Yes. Yeah. No, exactly. But, yeah.
But in other, to stay relatively on point here, other notable player news as well. There was a transition of Scrubkilla off Gold, where we don't know, as well as Yukio off of Smil to where we don't know. This all happened today. Yeah, this all happened today.
I did not know about that.
Yeah, so Yukio is officially off Smiley Face, and Scrubkilla is officially off Hogan Mode as of today, according to the transfer windows.
No, I'm so sad. What?
And S5 Cosmic is no longer the sub on Koi. So there's a lot of interesting kind of changes here today before the major. But yeah, Squishy probably being the most notable one, you know? That's a long, long roster, man. It's a long time roster.
Like, Squishy is going to be the most notable one, 100%, which is why we started there.
Yeah.
I am shook that Scrub has left Hogan Mode. That is really surprising to me.
It's hard to tell if he was kicked or if he left with a different interest. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. It's just just right there on the wiki licky.
Yeah.
So,
there's a couple things that makes me surprised by this. First off, it seemed like they were genuinely having fun playing, like, which is kind of the point of the thing. It was a meme team.
Hogan Mode here, right?
Yeah, for Hogan Mode.
Yeah.
It was a meme team, granted, like, everybody knew that, but, like, the fact that it was a meme team kind of just let them have fun and be like, nobody expects anything from us, so let's just play our hearts out.
Yeah.
But they performed. Like, they really performed. At least this last... last split.
And the last split for sure.
Yeah. And I don't know. I'm surprised to see it, because if there was that quality, that potential, that maybe you could argue that it wouldn't be able to hold through the next, through until the next split, like all the way through summer into fall, because teams are going to, you know, learn how to deal with your clown mode, your giant clown shoes rolling up in the clown car, right? Like, people are probably going to figure out how to deal with
your
that.
Clown shoes, bro. Oh, man.
Like, they're going to be able to figure out how to deal with it. They're going to know how to play around it, keep the mentality strong and stuff. So I kind of see it from that point. But, like, I don't know. If you're playing like that, like, having fun with the game, at least it seemed like it, do it. Keep it going. Keep on figuring out how to clown on them, even when they think they figured you out.
True.
Right? I don't know. It's just a surprise to me. I don't know. I'm kind of sad about it because I did like Hogan. We're watching Hogan mode the last tournament, but it's mostly just surprising.
A big switch like that. I can understand that, and I also see it as kind of like a maybe that was just him testing the waters with a group to prove a point. And maybe he seeks a roster for a serious comeback, or maybe he's considering what a lot of OG pro players are doing and sort of transitioning to a coach role or a content creator role, or finding another way to be still in the space that they're so passionate about, or maybe he lost the passion for it. Who knows?
Yeah, for sure.
But I mean, regardless of what he does, he'll still always be one of my favorite players, man. I use the term growing up here as like, I'm way older than most people in Rocket League, but in terms of my lifespan in Rocket League, having played it almost as long as it's been out, he was one of those dudes to watch. Like, he was doing so many cool things before everybody else. He had such a level of mastery within the game before so many other players, I'll still respect him for that, I think. So
yeah, for sure.
But on a slight side note, too, I just realized today, I almost never look at these on Liquipedia, but today is Pashy's birthday. Happy birthday, Pashy.
Oh, nice.
Dude's happy 28 birthday, today. Yeah.
Wow.
Good old Pashy 90, man. One of the OG OGs. Mm-hmm. Like, that's crazy. He's almost as old as me. Almost.
That's how you know Chris is old.
I have cobwebs on me, bro. I'm dusty. I'm so dusty, I didn't even put in the effort to get my red title last season.
Oh, man.
I was busy playing Diablo 4. It was warranted. But I won't get into that basket right now, or I'll never stop. So.
Too deep of a rabbit hole?
There wasn't enough rabbits, so I kept going down the hole for more rabbits.
Valid.
I'm looking for the golden rabbit, essentially, for each gear slot. And I'm almost max level, almost. And then the first season starts up here in a couple of weeks, right after the event. So, yeah.
I think I know your plans after the event.
Yeah, goodbye, social life. It's just gone. Between me driving all the time for work and playing all these new releases and trying to stay decent at some and play a new one, I'm like, I'm just non-existent. I'm a robot at this point, dude. I have
all
like,
the time is taken. Too many things to do.
Yeah, like you ever seen the anime Black Clover?
No.
Oh. Well, there's this guy. He's touted as the Wizard King, and he can control time. This is Julius Novacrono. I really just called him Julius. Holy. Nice. Yeah, it'd be sweet if I could just, you know, like, contain time like him, or even, like, another show I really enjoy, the Umbrella Academy, just be like this dude who can jump through temporal rifts in time. That'd be sweet. I could just, like, you know, go back in time with the skills I have now and be a Poggers Rocket League player when it was, like, more important.
But, no, that's the most important thing you could do. Go back to season one and then just show off with your sometimes hitting a flip reset.
Yep. Hit doubles at, like, 70 miles an hour and watch them be like, shit!
Oh, my God.
That's what I got, talent. But, yeah.
That kid busting right now. God damn.
Come out with the Fortnite buzz back in like 2016 and be like, what the hell? But yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty hype, I'm not gonna lie. I know I sound old and grungy and boomery, but I'm actually very hype. And actually got a cute little surprise this weekend for those of you who aren't in the Discord and saw the hard proof. The homie Messi from the podcast drove all the way up from Georgia and hung out with me this holiday weekend, which was really awesome.
That's why I was trying to figure out why, and I was like, it must have just been a random meeting. Like, just, you know, Messi came over and I was in. That's fun and, you know, very cute. And I hope that was incredible. I forgot that it was a special weekend for you, Amerifolk.
Yes, indeed.
It also was for us Canada folk.
It was kind of like the declaration of when, you know, we decided to, recede from England? Recede.
Yeah.
No longer follow their lead.
We had the same thing for this weekend, but it was for not seceding and instead just being a self-governing thing that's a territory. It's disgusting. We're not going to get into that topic, by the way. That's a Rob and Kyle show.
Yeah, that's true. Plug. Shameless plug. By the way, we...
Thank you for doing that. I was about to do it, too.
we do got this Patreon thing, you know? Would you care to indulge our listeners with the awesomeness that is our Patreon webs?
Oh, my gosh. If you want to listen to RNK pre-shows, other stuff, or just, you know, be nice and support us for no reasons other than it makes us happy and puts, you know, a slight bit of money in all of our pockets, you can join the Patreon at, I don't know, patreon.com/ASAPweekly. Yep. And you can also get a shout out on all of the shows if you do that. And this is the shout out to all of the patrons who are incredible. Zodiac 22, Too Much Space, Chaos Maker, Space Bear, Frank, Awesomeness, Digital Toast, Rook.
What's all of that at the land? You called him Pink. Let's
go. He's going to know.
He's going to know Slug, and he's going to love it.
Young Slug and PK. I hope that Pink loves it and changes his name for a little bit. thank you all for supporting us for, you know, an incredible amount of time and for continuing to support us. And if you want to do that or want to join them, feel free to do so if you feel so inclined. That's going to be that.
Seriously.
Don't anything else.
we really appreciate you all again. Thank you so much. It really helps us keep doing the show for sure. Mm-hmm. And also, I'm going to bring it up while I have you hostage.
No, I want to leave the basement. No.
At least I brought you carrots and water this time, but I am going to bring this up while I have you here, for you are extremely elusive. You're like a shiny Pokemon, very, very, very rare to find in the wild.
True.
So we have had many an ASAP weeklier, ASAPian, however you want to call it. People asking, when's community tournaments coming back?
I wish I knew.
And I have kind of a soft answer for most people right now, but just to have more people other than myself to back this up, a lot of us end our work schedules right now with, you know, allowing ourselves a small amount of time to just also be us and not do podcast things has been kind of tight over the last several months or so. Mm-hmm. Especially with, you know, Lazaro moving and starting his new job and you doing your thing and, you know, me traveling for work and Messi recently getting promoted to like assistant manager and him having to travel around a lot as well. it's been pretty difficult for us to try and organize these things, like who's home, who's around. And usually it's nobody. but I did speak to Rob a little while ago, Lazaro. There is a cool sort of story themed tournament thing I want to get down and ready to rock. We were thinking about doing this and potentially you and I co-streaming it, Webs, at some point in maybe August.
Okay.
Just as a throwing it out there. It's not hard set yet. That's kind of where we have our sights on it right now. It's kind of hard to do it without our main man who usually loves to lead the casting, and it's very difficult considering his current internet situation. So we as the cast are trying to do what we can to do workarounds and utilize the talent of the whole staff to try and make something happen for y'all, because we miss him just as much as you guys miss him, and we're going to try very hard to make sure that it happens. So
yeah
But that's kind of all I have on community tournaments for right now. It's for those of you who are wondering, and I do apologize, it is taking some time. So, but we are also human, and we are trying to make everything we can work. So,
yep. And yeah, I guess like one of the biggest ones is that like it was semi possible for Rob before, or the zero before when he was doing it. But right. Now it's just like the biggest reason that it's dropped is that the internet is not good at all,
yeah.
at all where he is. Yeah. So that's been the biggest, like by far the biggest issue. And if you're, you know, ever on a call with him, you'll notice the lag going in and out, the delays and then the speed ups and all that. So that's like the biggest one. But I'd be happy to try and go for me and you doing one at some point.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
We were thinking August because Lazaro also thinks he might be able to swing in August as well. So if we can
if we can
get the team in on it, we could get all sorts of goofy little commentary and color commentary and we could just start completely non-harmful random drama about everybody in the tournament for giggles just to generate color commentary and conversation and Oh yeah.
The long-term rivalries that have been happening, that totally happening for years within the community, even though, you know, it doesn't actually exist, but it does.
It
doesn't exist. It totally exists. it's really there.
I'll just say two words, Fruit Wars. All right. That's it.
That was real.
We had some real papayas to squash there, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. But, some potatoes to fry up.
Indeed. But speaking of potatoes, if you were to have eggs and put them all in one basket for one team going into this major, or even four teams, heck, even six or eight teams, what would they be for the outcome for this coming weekend for the Boston LAN? Who do you think is going to make it? Who do you think is not going to make it?
Yeah. If all of my eggs have to go into one basket and I'm forced into that, I'm choosing Vitality. If I can split my eggs around, I'm putting all of them into one basket and choosing Vitality.
I like it.
that's kind of it. We talked about that with Tom. Vitality right now is the favorite by a good bit. They've lost one set, not even lost a tournament. They've lost a set, right? One series.
Yeah.
In the
out of like 20, I think, or something.
out of I don't know how many games, and the even the games they've lost is essentially zero.
That's pretty like close.
It's been so close for them. So nothing new there. We don't have to talk about Vitality. We've done that enough.
over the years, for sure.
Over the past couple podcasts, like the past couple episodes, I feel like I've said my piece about Vitality. If you feel like you haven't, then feel free to jump in here.
No. Zen's he's a wunderkind, you know. He's a wonder kid.
Yep.
He's pretty crazy. That team works really, really well together. I have high hopes for them as well, but I don't think they're going to take it, man.
You don't think so?
No.
I think they're going to go in low.
No. I think they'll make it high. I think they'll make it to championship Sunday, possibly. Like a very high likely possibility. They are just that team. A lot of people are going to be looking at me sideways, like, what the heck is wrong with you? But the one thing I've predicted over the last two seasons of RLCS is that each season is going to be just this terrible upset. And so far, they've kind of been that almost consistently, with regardless of what roster jumps in. It's just like each season, this season and last season have just been seasons of upsets. And I mean, nobody believed in Opic, but look at that beautiful reverse sweep against FK and FaZe. I don't know, man. There's stuff like that can happen at this major. I'm kind of eager to see it, but to be honest with you, who is going to be to shut down Vitality?
That's kind of the big question.
I think the teams that have a real shot, a real shot at it, are Furia, Carmine Corp, Space Station, and I mean, if they bring the noise and they're in form like they were in the first half of the year, I say Gen G or BDS when they're in form right now could easily come in and take that series from them.
Yeah.
It's kind of, we're kind of in like a wobbly tower kind of thing going on here. Cause the power is all stacked up top right now, as far as I see it, looking throughout the bracket. Right. So we have several teams that are in strong, strong contention for like top three, top four. And really just depending on the day, any one of them could take a series off each other. Mm-hmm. But it just depends on who shows up this weekend. If I'm going to put all of my eggs in one basket and do the basket thing, like I proposed to you, I'm going to put all my eggs with Optic. I think they surprised a lot of people.
Really?
Yeah.
That is the hottest take.
long time Optic fanboy, way before Rocket League ever existed, and the team's finally starting to gel a bit, and they're starting to find themselves and hold themselves to a higher standard. I think they might upset a lot of people. I think they make it to Championship Sunday.
Okay, so that's fair. That's fair. Say that you want, like, you're voting for Optic.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, they're here for a reason. They deserve to be here. They've played well. Like, making it to this tournament even has been, like, a slog for so many teams. Yeah. So, genuinely, like, fair to choose Optic. I'm not saying that as a, like, with any sarcasm. But...
Just surprised at the spiciest of takes.
I'm surprised at the spiciest of takes where this... Like, look at this tournament.
I know.
I don't know, man. Okay, let's just go through some of these upper bracket round ones because this is all that I really care about. We can go through some other things later. We'll talk about that, but I want to talk about every team here. Vitality versus Elevate. Yeah.
Let's be real here. Elevate always gets the short stick.
Yes, they do. Like,
I was actually having this conversation with Messi over breakfast this weekend. And we were like, so Vitality, Elevate. And we both just kind of laughed, like eggs in our mouth and everything, sitting at the breakfast table. It's like,
yeah.
If you look back at every time Elevate's like made it to a major or when they made it to Worlds, they have the most unreal teams to go up against first round.
Yep.
Which makes no sense. It's almost as if Psyonix is making it harder for APAC to bust out and get another slot, which kind of annoys me.
Okay, like, it's just not insidious like that. It's just how seeding works.
Maybe.
It's how seeding works. The lowest seed goes up against the top seed because the top seed is supposed to have the easiest way through. Like, that's the genuine answer. And APAC probably deserves one of the either lowest or second lowest seed. And this one, you know, it makes sense that they get the lowest seed. There's no.
Yeah, but it does, it is a format in which the strong stay strong and it kind of like oppresses.
Oh,
the
it absolutely teams. Is.
I guess that's the point I'm drawing here is like, I would like to see them have a more fair shot going into round one for a major. I'm just kind of tired of seeing them be like, here's this super godly team that's on a hot streak right now. Have fun. And it's like, dude, I mean. There's something to be said there, right? Like if they are trying to play to win a World Cup, they're going to need to beat these teams at some point. But like that's just, I don't know, man. That's kind of that's unfair. Like I don't think you really played much basketball as a human. Then and like that's if you have to go up against like a 1v1 against LeBron and you Webbs who doesn't generally play basketball. And it's like that just seems a little unfair, don't you think? Like,
no, it is. It absolutely is. I don't disagree with you whatsoever here.
No.
And I don't know. Like the thing is, like, how would they fix it? They would basically have to have a secondary thing for teams that are from like APAC and SSA, and then the winner of that goes up against like the lowest seed in the rest of them. And I don't know. It just kind of feels weird to have something like that, where you know I would rather. Probably just do another 16 and then feel free to do whatever you want because you know have fun with that one. But and then just do top 32 and you know that'd be awesome, but I don't know, you can't really fix it too much because you don't want like the way that seeding works, it works that way for a reason and it has like a solid philosophy behind it. Like you don't want the top teams to have the biggest challenge because then they have to like they earned the top seed, but you also want the low seeds to, you know, have to work mm-hmm. for and have the mm-hmm. challenge to get up yeah. because they didn't get enough points to go farther. And I don't know.
Yeah. No, I understand the whole thing. I just feel indifferent.
It is sad. I agree. I understand.
It's like David Goliath situation, man. Goliath situation. It's just, ugh. It hurts my heart because I feel like that's a team that could really thrive for more in-person event practice against maybe slightly lower seeded teams that might really help them grow a lot because they're not really getting the practice over there in APAC with the exception of like Detonator.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And that I'll say is like the one thing. It's the fact that they're here in person, like it's a LAN.
Right.
So they are probably getting practice. I'm sure they're getting practice with teams.
Of course.
It's not in-game tournament practice necessarily because, you know, facing Vitality isn't practice. Like, that's just mean.
I mean, it's good practice either. Like, that's a lot of, like, golden replay footage for them to be. Ping's not an issue. Playing LAN, practicing against them, you know what I mean, where they can see a lot more of their hiccups and maybe try and transition that to the online experience since they don't get to play them as much.
Yeah, that's fair. That's also true. Really good things with just the having the replays and seeing what they're doing up close and mm-hmm. personal. So yeah, that is true.
But
yeah, it's not like, you know, they're not facing, I can't actually point out a team that's like, oh man, that's a beatable team.
Exactly.
So that's what makes it so hard.
Yeah. I mean, unless you want to add something else, like the Complexity Liquid matchup, though.
Yeah, Complexity Liquid.
That's pretty tight, man.
This is the two teams that were strongly in contention for number two during winter. And then kind of disappeared in the
just a little bit.
So
it's not like they took an event or anything, you know.
Okay, just a little.
Like, actually, I think they both took an event this year.
Yeah, they kind of disappeared. not this split.
Hmm.
Vitality took all three for sure, but
no. I'm saying this. Huh? What? Huh?
Wait, what are you saying?
Oh. What?
Tell me what you're saying.
No, I'm saying I'm pretty sure Complexity and Liquid have both won events this year.
Oh, they have. No, yeah. Like, they did extremely well during winter, both of them. Like, they were vying for number twos. But
that's where I was building into what you were saying, where I was like, yeah, they kind of came out. They both won an event for their region, and then, I don't just kind of disappeared. So with that disappearing act, do you think they're going to reappear at the major? Are we going
to
see
one of them has to for at least one round?
Just, you know, for maybe for at least one game, maybe, you know.
Yeah, and then they go up against Vitality. So we'll see what happens there.
Oh my! From Carmine to Vitality. Sheesh.
I know. So. Complexity Liquid.
Compliquid.
Compliquid. The Compliquid matchup is going to be a fun one.
Compliquid, yes. Yeah,
the Compliquid matchup is going to be fun. It'll be cool to see which one shows up.
It's complicated.
There's a lot of...
Could be anyone's game.
There's a lot of complicated history going on there. We've never really faced against each other, but...
That's awesome.
That's more interesting to see what happens in the next one, because I think if they have a good series, then whoever wins that could like give Vitality a little bit of a run for their money. But if neither of them have a good series, then it's just going to be the exact same level as Elevate.
That's
as
fair.
Bizarre and mean, or like kind of mean as that might sound. So we'll see what happens. It's also like on the day, you know, all that other stuff.
If you have to pick one, who's it going to be?
If I have to pick one, I want to say it's Liquid. but I think that complexity has a better chance to show up.
I'm going to agree with you there. I think complexity can take that matchup for sure. Yeah. I think they can.
Complexity has been an on-off team for at least all year. Where they're either playing some of the best Rocket League that you've seen out of NA all year, or they just flounder and don't do anything. And this is a LAN. I'm pretty sure that Complexity is historically solid on LANs, and they know how to play with each other. They know what they're doing. I can see them performing better than usual, and then having something to go into the next series. So I want to see that.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah,
I think the man's Raze Bull just shows up, and we get a lot of Raze Bull in the arena going on, and he's just popping off doing Raze Bull's things, you know.
Yep,
he's been in a lot of YouTube content recently for ones. I think there's quite a few people grinding ones and twos right now, as well as their scrims for the event, and it really shows based upon who's turning up online right now, who's actually getting caught in the act of the grind, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And Raze Bull's going through.
Yeah.
Him and I could get into other players, but they're on other teams. We'll get there when
we'll get there.
BDS Gen G, though, I think, to be honest with you, I think this is another one of those situations where it's kind of like a who shows up on the day kind of deal. But let's say they're both in form,
mm-hmm.
right? And I have nothing but love for the Gen G squadron, and my heart goes to them. But BDS have been looking like something else with the Clutch Master Ryze joining that roster.
Yep.
When they show up, it almost looks like it puts old World Championship BDS to shame. I'm going to say it. They look very, very well put together, and I think Gen G really need to take that seriously. I think they need to come with full fury out the gate and really show these teams what's up. I wouldn't try and hold anything back. Just let them know you're here. Intimidate them in a sense and remind them why you're the number one seed coming out of North America right now.
Yep. I fully agree. That's just it. I think that BDS right now is the better team. Especially with the last handful of performances over the last couple minors. They've just been playing really, really well, and we'll see if Gen G can, you know, readapt to the EU play style, I guess, where BDS is playing it so incredibly well.
Right.
And because Gen G now has to actually face up against the EU play style instead of just bringing the EU play style to NA.
Makes me wonder, though, has there really been that much of a change in regional stylations in the amount of time since they've jumped regions? You know what I mean? It's does that quantify enough, or qualify as enough, I should say, as enough time for them to sort of develop a more unique mini meta within the meta to kind of achieve sort of a stylistic difference, you know? Mm-hmm.
I know that EU's changed. I don't necessarily know how much Gen G has changed in a way that would be positive for facing up against EU. That's what I would say there. Because if you just look at the last split, Carmine Core, I don't think changed. I don't think that Carmine Core performed any worse than they were performing before, and they were dominating. But then you go into this most recent split, and you have you have four other teams that are vying for competition. Everybody else just got so much better. It wasn't that they got worse. It was that everybody else got better. And BDS is one of those teams that really got better, especially with their Ryze pickup.
100%.
Gen G has to 100%. Very much be, they're going to be worried, I think.
True.
It's doable. It's doable, but worrying.
Fair enough. I can... I could definitely agree to at least half of that for sure. I can see exactly where you're coming from there. And actually, just to bring up a little funny 2-second bit on the side, Messi and I were having this conversation of Ryze is such a solid player to bring to a roster that he's almost like Zen in a sense, where he doesn't really impose himself on the roster and adapts well with his teammates and tries to enable them. If you had to make a power roster right now, including Rise. Mm-hmm. What would your other two players be on that team?
Oh my God. With Rise.
No limit to any region.
Zen has to be on there because I think that mm-hmm. that would be insane to see. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that you need a third. I don't think it matters who you really throw in there, which is, you know, maybe a little bit mean. But I think that those two alone could pretty much fit around anybody and make them shine in a really strong way. Where they're greedy when they need to be, but you know, they know how to play selflessly to let the game be won. Right. Mm-hmm. And like just looking around even at players, it's like, who do you need? Who clearly improves a Rise Zen team?
Okay.
And I don't really
know. No guesses? Nobody? Like,
maybe Yon?
Okay. I can see it.
Maybe. I don't know. That might be like the one person, because I'm like, okay, let's throw in another hyper-mechanical player that can just kind of do everything.
That's funny. That's funny you bring that up, because he was one of my two picks as well. So Messi was also on the same boat as the two of us, where it's like, it's gotta be Zen and Rise, right? Like that team's just gotta be filthy together on paper. Yeah. Anyways, they just have to be.
Yep.
And I don't think that's an unrealistic expectation. I think that's a very real expectation. Like those two would play insanely well together. Messi, oddly enough, his third, he picked Exotic. And I kind of liked that pick, because he doesn't get a lot of conversation, but he does do a lot of work for his team in terms of mechanical stylization, like what kind of offensive shots and mm-hmm. coordination he can bring to the team. Pretty solid player all around. And though I can see his argument for that, my initial one, because I had two very specific players in mind for mm-hmm. for that last slot. And my initial one, like you, was, you know, I guess I could see it being Yeah, and having if I have two very adaptable guys that are also very mechanical and are more selfless, somebody who's a bit more of a greedy mechanical player like Yon could probably thrive really, really well. Mm-hmm. But then it dawned on me, what if I just filled the rosters with three selfless, really mechanical players at any given point when one of them has the ball? It's not them sitting there overthinking, being like, oh, you go. No, you go. It's just like, oh, he's got the ball, I'm going to support him. Mm-hmm. So why not put good old Captain America in there and put Gary G with Rise and with Zen? And my backing for this being, right, is that Garrett used to be kind of all reliable, where he was less mechanical and more like Rise. He was more of a clutch player and would look to enable his teammates, right? Mm-hmm. But if we look at the transition he made with the newer NRG roster, which we were just speaking to earlier, he's become quite a bit more mechanical and stands to improve yet even more, because the guy's still got it, in my opinion. And he still can compete at that level. He just needs a good team around him. That's really what I think. And yeah. I could see Garrett getting a little more mechanical, but it also giving Zen room to use his mechs to that level. And or Zen and Rise compensating on the defensive end to allow Garrett to be in a space to try more, to engage in more mechanical situations and actually better himself in that way, thus essentially creating a new Garrett that's more mechanical than he already is.
Okay.
Through just a positive team dynamic.
I'm going to give my second option here as a potential counter to this.
I got you thinking about this.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking about it.
Heck,
I think maybe Itachi could be really.
Feeling.
Yeah.
I had a feeling.
Because I'm looking at the Rise Zen, and I'm like, why don't we just have a disruptor? Have a mm-hmm. team playing disruptor that can just like facilitate. Like, because the two of them are the way that they play is facilitation. Like, they just give mm-hmm. the ball to the teammates. They make everything available for their team to continue. And why not just have a team where everything that every single player does is based entirely around allowing the team to exist? and not allowing the other team to exist.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you like the differences between the plays are basically like Zen can do a little bit more on the ball. Ryze can do a little bit more off the ball, like in a slightly defensive, maybe one man role sometimes. Like, you know, I don't even know how this would actually play out. But then Itachi can just be like frontline and then be like, yeah, I'm here. Let me pass the ball to you after a big clear or demo the guys on route or like be where I need to be on a slightly more offensive line.
Fair enough.
I think that might be where I would go with it. I don't know.
Okay.
It's interesting. It's a good question because like the two of them do so much.
Yeah. I feel like it's one of those teams where like fantasy crafting it isn't necessarily super unrealistic like most fantasy crafting is for Rocket League, because ideally from what you see in the pitch, like their styles would blend really, really well. And ultimately at that point, it would come down to, I think, team chemistry, really. Because I think they would play extremely, extremely well together. But I just kind of wanted to float that at you and just kind of get an idea for where you were at on that particular topic. But as we continue down the roster here that we have, or not the roster, but the bracket for this weekend, we have Crew versus Rule One. And I don't know, man. I think
I feel like Rule One takes it. I'm going to butt in. I think Rule One takes it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think Rule One takes it. It's a little bit of a hot take, I think. I do recognize that, but I actually think that they have the potential here. You know, they're coming in as the number one in MENA right now. Like, that's big.
I guess. I mean, who do they got to beat? I mean, their region has been extremely competitive recently, which oddly enough is not really including Falcons.
Yeah, like
so that kind of tells you something just a little bit, because Falcons used to be like really, really good, and I don't know what happened, but it's like everyone started reading them or something. I couldn't really tell you, but
whole region just improved a lot with something. Twin power, I don't know, maybe something along those lines.
One of twin powers activate, you know, form of infinite boost, something like that. But I could see that. I don't want to completely shut out the Sam boys. I think Crew have put in a tremendous amount of work, and they've been looking really, really good this last split.
Absolutely.
But I think I am gonna tip my hat to you, sir. I do believe if Rule One really show up with the fiery competition in their eyes, I think they might take this matchup right off rip. They have just been doing some wondrous things over there, and it's kind of been a journey watching them climb to where they are now.
Yeah.
But if that's all we got on that one, I think we kind of wrapped that up in a neat little bow. There isn't too much to go into there. There is a bit in this next matchup, however. There's a little bit to unpack here, and that's the Space Station Power matchup. Now, mind you, Power is coming out of OCE here as the number one seed, if I remember correctly. Please correct me if I'm wrong here.
I don't remember who won the last one.
And Space Station has just been a machine. Like, new roster is just, it just looks and feels good. Yeah. Arsenal, LJ, and the man Hawks are just, they just look so comfortable together in the pitch. They really do.
I think Crown Zero came in first, right, for the thing? They won the last one.
Right, but I'm saying as the current top seed in the region.
No, that's what I mean. Like, they won the last one, and I'm pretty sure that the two of them were equal points going in to the last tournament. Yeah. I thought that's what it was, that they were literally playing in the grand finals for placement in the tournament.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Let me take
double check that for me. I remember hearing about it and might be thinking.
I think you're probably right. I'm curious now because I didn't know there was a change up here. Why am I forgetting what button is which as I click through things on the portal?
But even still, it's like to talk about this, like the two of them they're competing for a reason. Ground Zero and Power, like
truth,
they have been, you know, increasing their own skill, like the other skill, just in tandem, like climbing together, and those. The OCE boys are kind of strong right now. They're kind of coming up.
Fair.
I don't think they beat Space Station. I'll be honest. Like, the LJ Arsenal Hawks are like, the Hawks are pickup. they've been playing it well. They've been showing up. I think that they've been doing really well. So I don't, it'll probably be a fight, but I think that Space Station takes it. I would be happy to be wrong, but
I'm kind of with you on this. I couldn't have said it better myself, like verbatim.
Yeah.
I would be happy to be disappointed, but I'm also very happy to see a new and renewed Space Station come through and really show everyone what they're made of, because they have been grinding and they deserve it. Mm-hmm. Where is this darn thing? Can I just not find it anymore?
Still looking for the rankings?
Yeah, I just can't remember how to... My God, it's been weeks. I just can't remember what buttons to click. I'm just horrible. Oh, there it is.
Found the button.
I found the button. Okay, so going into this one, it looks like you're right. You're totally right. Ground Zero and Power are tied for second right now with 138 points apiece. So it's actually Pioneers that are first seed in OCE right now at 155. Excuse me.
Oh, no, it was... Okay, so the one that I was thinking was that Power and Pioneers came in at the exact same points. Was it also? No, it was all three of them. Power, Pioneers, and Ground Zero came in with 40 points each to the last tournament. So the placements of those three within that tournament specifically decided both who went and then the ordering of the positions of who went, like the seeding of the two. And then Ground Zero ended up winning and Power got second, which is why Power is second seed for this thing, like for this tournament specifically, and then Ground Zero got first.
Gotcha.
But still, going back.
Still, I would be happy to be wrong.
Yeah, happy to be wrong. Absolutely.
Because, like, let's be real. I mean, we kind of... I'm going to just say it bluntly. We need Torsos at Worlds, okay?
We need Torsos at Worlds.
We cannot have a Worlds without Torsos. It just can't be that way. I'm sorry. It's just not allowed.
It's like having a Worlds without Garrett.
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine it. Oh, wait. Damn.
Oh, where?
Oh, no.
Similar fight going on in the immediately next
matchup,
thank you for the word, is the Carmine Core Ground Zero, the other team that we were talking about. I think the Carmine Core does it. I think that they haven't been performing, but I don't think that matters. Like, they were performing to their best or this most recent split. I won't even say that. I think that everybody else just got better. But I don't think that Ground Zero is going to be able to beat like a Carmine Core here.
I will disagree and go on to say that I would put agree in the sense, I know, I would agree in the sense that Carmine Core is probably the fan favorite. But I think as long as Super Locky ate his fiber, he's going to caca all over Carmine Core. Yeah, that's a great player pun right there. Yeah, it was amazing. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. I think that team actually looks really, really good together. I think they can create an upset here. But it really just depends if they show up this day.
Yeah,
there is, I would argue, probably a bit more mechanics heavy sitting over there on Carmine Core, but I still have faith.
Yeah, okay.
I don't like completely counting teams out. Like I'm
not doing that either with the Ground Zero here. I think that they absolutely, like, the thing is, the only games, like the only series so far that's actually one sided is Team Vitality Elevate.
Yeah, just a smidge.
It's a smidge one sided. Every single other one, I think, is like really well made, and like they're all solid, solid matchups that are just going to be really interesting to watch. This one, I think, might be one of like when I say it's Carmine Core, I'm like 65-35 max. Like that's not even an upset at that point. Like, Ground Zero has a solid chance of winning, a very strong chance, but I will say that Carmine Core takes it. Like, I think it's the most likely one of all of the things that we've made. But that doesn't mean that this is unupsettable by any margin whatsoever.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I think you cover it quite well there. However,
uh-huh.
Going into our next matchup here.
Yep.
I will say this much.
Mm-hmm.
Those of you looking for a repeat of last year's awesomeness between Furia and Moist, it's not happening this year, folks. It's different roster. It ain't happening. Sorry to break your hearts. I'm gonna do it now. It's not happening. I don't think this current Moist roster has the capacity to bring that level of heat to this current Furia roster. I just don't think they got it in them. And I mean, no disrespect by whatsoever to any of the players. I think they're a great team, but this is a Furia coming out hot, just winning the last event, and they are ready to just show people up.
So I would like to direct you to our Discord right now in esports discussion.
Oh, really?
And I would like you to look at the clip that Ty posted.
Yeah, there's a goal. I saw the goal. It's just one goal, though.
I don't know, man. That triple or that double redirect off a ground pinch clear. I don't know, man.
It's just one goal, man. It's a nice goal. I'll give you that. But it's just one goal, man.
Boyce has also been like, you know, fifth position, granted. But they were one of the ones that were competitive in the EU region recently. I think they have a very solid chance.
Look, all I'm saying is we're not going to see last year happening again at this event in that matchup. It's not happening.
I think we might. I'm actually going Moist on this one. I'm gonna do it just to make you mad. I might have gone for it anyway. This is a toss up for me. This is a toss up for me. I think I'm going Moist. We gotta have some contention on this podcast.
Do it. I ain't mad. I'll pretend to be mad for you if that makes you feel better.
It makes me feel better because then it's more content.
Fair. Wow, so I'm so very, very angry with you.
How dare you? I'm objectively correct.
I object. Oh man, you said the words. But it's possible. I see where you're coming from. I do think it is possible, but just not to the level of ferocity we saw last year. That's like a once in a lifetime series matchup. We will more than likely never see those six players in the pitch against each other ever again.
We won't see those six players again.
That was gnarly.
Yeah. That was a boxing match. That was Rocky.
Yeah. That was Muhammad Ali versus George Foreman. All right. That was insane.
Yeah.
That's like, it's just absolutely insane. It's like Chuck Liddell versus what's his name? Oh my God. The dragon, Lyoto Machida, or like there's so many other like just classic Clash of Titans like matchups that you could just compare here. But I see Furia coming in with the momentum from the win and with the complete intent to just shut down their opponent first round to go in comfortably into upper bracket quarters and just kind of, you know, have an easy weekend.
Honestly, I think that Moist is going to be mad. I think that, or like, they're going to have a little bit of anger there, a little bit of that real strong competitive spirit because they haven't had that chance to win. And I think that they're also looking at the rest of the bracket and are like, man, this is our only chance to really like, we kind of have a free game next one ish, kind of the most free game
ish,
the most free game out of any other part of the upper bracket quarters.
Fair.
I think they do it. I feel like they come out swinging. Okay. We have Cash, Juicy, Joyo. Like that's a strong team. That's a good team. And they,
that sounds like someone's whole name.
It does sound like someone's whole
like
name.
First, middle, and last.
Yep. It's Cash, Juicy, Joyo, and yep.
Juicy. You got to throw Joyo. The John Cena in there.
And I think that with you know, with the, we have the mental coach going on there too. So I see it.
True.
I think it's happening. I'm voting for them. So that's what I do. And then they take next as well, but going on to who they're facing in next one.
I think it's going to be Optic, bro. I'm going to just say it. Ninja's good. So Ninja's might come out with the ferocity of 1,000 suns, but I'm going to say Optic. I'm going to stick with my boys in green. Green wall out here, baby. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen. It's just going to happen.
I don't actually know. I think that Optic is favored. I will say that. Mm. But I haven't seen enough of South America to be like, oh, there's this isn't happening. I might actually go for Ninjas in Pajamas here. Go for Nip. I don't really want to vote against like Riddle's Age of Magic though. Okay, the thing is, I don't want to, but I feel like I have to.
Are you choosing comfort or stability here? Because you got PJs or you got the green wall. It's like the structural foundational wall. It's not going to let you down.
I'm gonna say that Ninjas does it. It's Ninjas. It's not Optic. It's Ninjas. Right. I think that Optic might be able to make like lower round three, lower quarters.
I see. Dude goes for fudgy PJs over the green wall. Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. You know I go for fuzzy PJs.
I mean, I love my fuzzy PJs, but
you cannot get me out of them. Have a blanket on right now. I do not care.
Middle of summer. PJs. But anyways,
I mean, it's not PJs. I don't have PJs right now. But I had to do just things today. I had to exist as a person, and I haven't changed. So be happy that I, you know, even messaged and came here on time ish.
Boo, people, things.
Being a person is disgusting. I don't want it.
Ew, grass.
I don't want to touch it. It feels weird.
Feels gross. I like fuzzy socks more.
I hate socks. Cold take. Socks are awful. Never wear them.
Cold take. That's a weird take.
Probably the hottest take I've made on this podcast.
It's rather cold if you're not wearing socks.
Nope. Socks are weird.
Socks are pog. Okay.
Socks are weird. Who's winning
You've just lost a half point in the poggiest human ever. All right. You just lost a half point because you hate on socks.
Don't worry. My bracket's about to be perfect. Every single prediction to make here is going to be right. Who's winning?
I'm going to ramble through it then, because I've already told you who I got going through, right? So Vitality take top, they play Complexity in upper. If BDS take Rule 1, which I think is a very real thing, right? That means we're going to have possibly Vitality versus BDS in upper bracket semis. Moving further down, I see it being Carmine versus Space Station. And I be honest with you, I can really, really see.
Really see. It's
a toss up, but I think Space Station take it.
Yeah.
And I think they push on to upper bracket semis. Yeah.
All right.
I think they do. And then I see it being the rematch, Furia versus Optic. I think Optic have a lot to prove in this matchup.
Optic have a lot to prove.
I think they do, and I think my heart's going out to them because I want to see it happen. I want to see Optic win, but my brain is telling me Furia is going to win this one, right?
Yep.
Which means we go through that, gives us Furia Space Station again in upper bracket semis, man, and we more than likely got. I can't even scroll through this whole bracket. Yes, I can. Hooray! we got. Who is that going to be? More than likely,
BDS Vitality. It's gonna be Vitality.
More than likely,
it should be Vitality. BDS can.
Does that mean Vitality Furia for upper bracket final going into grand? Woo, that would be a matchup. Though.
That's spicy.
That's a spicy, spicy matchup, man. I'm here for it. I'm totally here for it.
All right.
I would much rather see it be Optic versus Vitality, though, and then. Show them the upset just like they did with FaZe, and everybody's jaws dropped and all the haters kind of shut up for the rest of the day. I would love to see that part two. I'd love to see it, you know, and you know, I'm gonna just go at that. I just I'm gonna take a Hail Mary shot in the dark here, just because we're looking around that time now. Vitality versus Gen G in the final, and I think
really,
Vitality takes it in seven.
You think that Gen G makes the entire loser bracket run and then doesn't win?
Yes.
If that happens, I'm gonna be so mad at you. Like if Gen G makes the run,
I think they make the run. I think they get there. I think they're tired as heck, and they put up that most amazing series we've seen in a while. And Vitality beat them in game seven.
Oh my god!
With a double tap goal from Zen. Quote me now.
All right, I'm gonna say
a ceiling double tap.
What I'll say is that whoever loses the BDS Gen G
ceiling reset double tap.
Okay. Ceiling reset double tap. Whoever loses between BDS and Gen G, if they make it all the way, they win. That's the only storyline that I'm here for. And looking at the rest of the teams, I don't really think that any other team loses first round and has the ability to do that.
Fair.
So that actually is one of the most important matchups in the entire like upper bracket round one. BDS Gen G, because those teams should be making it to like top four. Both of them should be making it to top four, and one of them has to make the run. And I think if they make the run, then they take it the entire way through. I even over Vitality, and I think that's the only way that Vitality loses.
Interesting.
I'm not saying the bracket. Not going through the bracket. That's my prediction.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. But I will say this much. Regardless of who you're cheering and chanting for, and even if you're only there for a little bit, if you are there, feel free to come say hi to myself and to Messi and any of the other ASAP members that are going to be there. I'm pretty sure Paint's going to be there as well. If anybody else wants to meet up, you know, grab some food, hang out at the event, take a photo, whatever. Like, let's do it. We rarely get these chances to do things with people, and yeah, it's really, really fun when we get to meet up with y'all and kind of just hang out and talk about one of our favorite video games on the whole planet full of grass that Wabs dislikes so much.
Yeah, this game sucks.
And, you know.
Oh, wait, you were talking about the grass. Grass also sucks.
Oh, my God. Wow. But I will say, in the spirit of our OG, Senor Lazero, I want to say, I think the homework we'll give y'all this week is, okay. Here's a good one. Homework this week is remember to stay disciplined. If you have something you got coming up this week, doctor's appointment or, you know, or if you got some kind of summer reading homework to do, or you got something going on at work, or whatever small thing that you know you have to get done this week, put your mind to it, get it over and done with, no matter how tired you are or what else is going on in your life, because it's important to remain consistent, and building consistency is not easy, but being consistent makes life a lot easier. So let's focus on some self-discipline this week. Get that one thing off your plate this week that you really need to get done, and then you won't have to worry about it anymore. And that's pretty awesome.
Nice. This homework comes with a life lesson.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a smidgen, you know, because I'm old. That's what old people do.
The wise old man giving his language, his words of wisdom.
Words. Word.
Words them.
Indeed. Have you anything, Senor Wabits?
No, I'm not a homework giver. I would never do that to people.
Ever. Totally not an assistant professor at all. Would never issue homework.
I never issued homework. I graded it.
So you're the one that drew an F with a smiley face on my midterms, you nincompoop.
I handed out very few Fs.
Oh, sweet. So I was the only A plus then. Let's go.
Yes.
Yay. Smart. Big brain. Let's go.
All right. I'm happy.
But I think, yeah.
Enjoy
I think
the. That's,
think that's all I got for y'all this week.
Yeah.
From Webs and myself. And yeah, if you aren't at the event, watch it.
Yeah,
do
enjoy
it.
The tournament. Do watch the tournament. It's gonna
part
be
part two homework. Do it. Watch it and come watch talk to us about it in the Discord.
Yeah.
Give us your thoughts, your opinions. Yeah. Let us know.
Mm-hmm.
And from all of us here at ASAP Weekly, we will catch you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.